And this time on Culture File, the Wim the Iceman Hoff method of musical composition. In recent times, the music of Dubliner Rachel Lavelle has felt the influence of icy seawater, both its effects on the body and its rhythms. A key part of Lavelle's practice involves collecting sounds to add unique textures to her music, everything from the sonic environment of a painter's studio in Lisbon to a chorus of crickets can find its way into her rich, expansive sound. The composer's time in Connemara fueled her interest in cold water immersion, but she also practices at home and in that very large and very cold pool off the Dublin coast, the Irish Sea. Culturefile's Áine Gallagher met Rachel Lavelle one final summer afternoon to practice some cold water immersion.
What do you reckon it's going to be cold?
I think it's
not going to be that cold.
Yeah, isn't it? When it's cold, it's not actually.
It's also September. It's the warmest month for the sea.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
It does look pretty grey, though.
Yeah, there's something about the sea.
So are you creating music to the rhythm of the sea?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am creating music to the rhythm of the sea.
My name is Rachel Lavelle. I am a singer and composer from Dublin.
Should we get in?
Yeah, we
can. Oh, it's so cold.
Is it?
Oh, that's not the
Oh, lovely. Oh, no, it's actually lovely. Deep breaths.
I'm quite interested in, like, breathing and cold, like, immersing yourself in cold water to give you energy, and it's good for your circulation. And breathing and singing, they're all connected as well. Breathing, singing and swimming are all connected.
What is so interesting to you about cold water immersion? I mean, it's so painful to a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess it's just like a good way to wake up, really. I did this course, the Wim Hof, the Iceman one. I did it for a few weeks. It's meant to be good for your circulation and your energy and focus. And yeah, you do breathing exercises and you do yoga and you're meant to do cold immersion. So you maybe like at the end of your shower, you'd crank up the cold for the last 30 seconds and then you build up your stamina with cold water.
Yeah, it's very cold. Come on, just get in.
Laurie Anderson said when you're writing a piece to check the rhythm, watch the sea and see if it fits to the rhythm of the sea.
In Connemara, I took recordings of just on my phone of like cricket sounds and I played that at the beginning, but then I would have filtered it out so you'd only get like the high frequencies of the crickets, and I made them into like the equivalent of a hi-hat in a drum pattern. The standard hi-hat, yeah, I mean it sounds like a cymbal, and a cricket sounds longer and more buzzy.
On a plane, on a train, some kind of neat, meat, cute.
I went to do a college course in music technology and yeah, I just got really interested in different kinds of music and really changed my approach to songwriting, and I began like composing for other instruments as well. So the last like maybe 3 years I've been working on new things and taking my time. Like a lot of it is quite vocal orientated, so I've been using my voice a lot more in different ways and expanding my register. In school I was a soprano and I would always sing very like high and very, very pure. And I guess like being more free in songwriting, I explored different registers in my voice because I have a very low speaking voice, so I was very confused.
Make love to me.
By how I spoke so low but then sang so high. So I wanted to bridge the gap. So I would use different pedals or samplers and spend a lot of time working on how you can change the voice. I was at an artist residency in Lisbon 2 years ago, and I since then have been recording different samples. I was in a painter's studio and I recorded like a lot of his materials, and I've been building up a sample library to make drum patterns and things. So that's like a nice way of bringing your setting into your music. It comes in strange ways as well. Like things that you wouldn't necessarily think would fit can fit. Some kind of neat, meat, cute. I saw it better from the sea. I think the sea kind of like gets its way into a lot of my music. I don't really know why. I spend a lot of time in Connemara, and I would spend a lot of time writing songs there beside the sea. It makes sense that it would feel like quite tidal. The Holdfast lyric is like about Holdfast is sailors used to say that when the tides were rough. I guess that's like anything in like a relationship or like in some kind of difficult time. Just try and go with the flow, the flow of the sea.
Rachel Lavelle there talking to Wanya Gallagher, and Rachel is currently on tour with Saint Sister, playing Drogheda Thursday, the Pepper Canister in Dublin on Friday and Saturday, and in London on October 2nd.